Hey guys, this is Rhonda Pods About Books, and I'm Rhonda. You can read more of my thoughts on books and reading at rhondablogsaboutbooks.com. This is a story about the moment I fell in love, but it begins many years ago. 1992. Like many book-loving, introverted girls whose childhoods coincided with the years of the Disney Renaissance, I always saw myself in Belle from Beauty and the Beast. Only the version of myself that I thought I could only dream of being. She is her own person, independent. She doesn't care that people in her village think she's weird. She dreams of adventure out in the world. Most of all, she loves books. There weren't many things I knew for certain about myself when I was four, but I knew unequivocally that I loved books. I don't remember learning to read. According to my mom, I picked it up around the age of three or four, as naturally and organically as a baby speaking her first words or taking her first steps. No doubt thanks to the example she herself set for me. There were always lots of books in the house, and I saw my mom reading all the time. But I do remember learning how to use the library and learning just what kind of books I liked to read. Fairy tales, adventure stories, tales of the magical and fantastical, stories featuring brave young heroines who go on quests and break curses and find the strength to be themselves. They might have love interests or they might not. It didn't matter. Romance was nice, but not essential. So when I watched Beauty and the Beast for the first time at the age of four, I was Belle, and Belle was me. And when the Beast showed Belle the castle library for the first time and told her it was hers, and she fell just a tiny bit in love with him in that moment, I fell in love a little bit too. And I didn't fully understand and wouldn't have been able to articulate it at the time, but from then on, I had a deep sense that my own love story would be intrinsically tied to books and reading. 2003. Belle was my icon and role model throughout my formative years. There were many times I found myself assessing circumstances and wondering what Belle would do in my shoes. Even when I got older, and would never have admitted to my middle school classmates that I was modeling my behavior and personality after a Disney princess. At 15, I found another kindred spirit and discovered my favorite author when I read Pride and Prejudice. I know, it's a little cliche. And I'm sure every Jane Austen fan has a story about reading Pride and Prejudice for the first time, and mine is probably pretty unremarkable, but to me it was transformative. Just as I had seen myself or the self that I wanted to be in Belle, Elizabeth Bennet was everything that I aspired to. Intelligent and witty, fiercely independent, a fellow reader and book lover, and she gets no fewer than three marriage proposals over the course of the book. I think there's something innately fascinating to a 15-year-old about someone who receives three marriage proposals, even if two are from the same person. What I've always loved most about the love story in Pride and Prejudice is that Mr. Darcy sees and embraces all of Lizzie's qualities, even those that are seen as a little odd. And he loves her all the more for them. He loves that she's a reader, and he subtly defends her against Caroline's veiled digs at her reading habits. If I got nothing else out of Pride and Prejudice at 15, I learned that someday, preferably far in the future, I wanted to find a person who would embrace my quirks and see my obsession with books as an endearing quality. 2015. It was one of those gorgeous days in early October when the sky seems to be blissfully unaware of the dark clouds and rain that will arrive within the month, when the mornings are chilly, but the afternoons are like that sweet spot of summer, and one of those days that is made even more beautiful by new love. We had been dating for about 6 weeks when we decided to take a day trip to Portland, Oregon. He had lived there for a few years, so he knew all the best places to eat, which is important. And of course, I wanted to go to Powell's. If you're a book lover in the Pacific Northwest, you have to visit Powell's at least once every couple years, at the very least. And it had been a while for me. But first, we spent 3 hours driving down, listening to 90s pop and drinking pumpkin spice lattes. So sue me. Our first stop in Portland was Blue Star Donuts. Only tourists go to Voodoo. Well, I guess we technically were tourists, but not that kind of tourists. Before a visit to the Pittock Mansion, a 1914 house turned history museum, where I learned that my highest aspiration in life is to have a writing room in my house someday. After lunch, it was finally time for Powell's, and as we were walking in, he turned to me to talk about the game plan. Okay, so we're getting all the books you want, plus whatever you think I should read. This was it. The Beast, giving Belle his library. Mr. Darcy, saying he likes women who read. This was that moment. And that's when I knew. Thanks for listening to Rhonda Pods About Books. Once again, you can visit rhondablogsaboutbooks.com. to read more of my bookish thoughts. Follow me on Twitter @RhondaBlogsAboutBooks, and happy reading!